We're back here on Giants.com getting ready for the Giants and Dallas Cowboys Sunday Night Football, the season opener. And one of the guys calling the game is Chris Collinsworth from NBC. And Chris, the one touchdown everyone remembers from Odell Beckham last year was the catch. But he had four against the Dallas Cowboys. How do you see that matchup going on Sunday night, the Giants passing attack against a banged-up Dallas secondary? Now, we know Victor Cruz won't be playing for the Giants.
Yeah, you've got to think that Odell is going to be such a key part of this whole thing. I mean, he's just going to have to come up with something spectacular. But honestly, he's built for it. I've never seen a guy like that. I mean, that catch was sort of tip of the iceberg of what we've seen out of him in the past. And as impressive as that catch was, I thought, you know, some of the route running that I saw from him last year was almost second to none. And I've been around Isaac Curtis, and I grew up watching Paul Warfield, and I've seen the greats. And he has some innate ability to get in and out of cuts in a way that's pretty remarkable. When you add it to his top-end speed and his ability to sort of play that rebound body position game as well, that it's a lethal combination. Now, obviously, you got to have a few threats around him, and you hope Donnell and some of these guys, Shane Vereen, can take a little pressure off of him. But there aren't many like him out there that I've ever seen.
Now, the Cowboys have a receiver of their own, a different type of receiver, but equally dynamic in Dez Bryant. The Giants have a lot of young players playing in that secondary. How do you see that matchup coming against Tony Romo, Jason Witten, and Dez Bryant?
Well, you know, Dez is going to be tough. He's a physically superior being. You know, he just knocks people around out there. We've seen in the past that Prince Amukamara has played him pretty well. He's done okay against him. But you can't let that guy push you around. You can't let his stiff arm knock you to the ground. You can't think that you're going to tackle him around the chest area and get him on the ground, because you're not going to. He's just too strong. So they're going to try and find a million different ways to get him the football, make somebody tackle him, and not many people can.
Finally, up front, we know both these coaches want to run the football consistently. How do you see the battle in the trenches going on both sides of the football?
Well, the Cowboys are going to try and win the game there. There's no doubt about it. They're a run-oriented team. They don't have DeMarco Murray anymore, but Joseph Randle, Darren McFadden, they've got some guys that can definitely run the football, and it's the old thing. You know, I always say, if you make a hole, I'll find 1,000 guys to run through it, right? And they're pretty good at making holes in there. The question's going to be for the Giants, can they do the same thing? Can they match that? Dallas is a tough team up front, because they go about 8-9 deep on that defensive line. They don't blitz a ton, but they do a lot of stunts. They do a lot of moving and cross. And so for this young offensive line and reshuffle with Pugh coming over to guard and Flowers out there tackle, you know, the other guy, of course, Landon Collins on the back end is going to have to have a big game. But, you know, this is a rivalry game, and usually those rivalry games end up pretty close.
And these games historically have been very close. Final question, Chris. Big picture for the Giants this year. Where do you think they really need to make a jump from where they were last year to get back into the picture to try to win this division this season?
Well, they've got to come up with an answer for losing JPP. You know, somebody's going to have to come off the edge and make some plays for them. You know, somebody unexpected, maybe Kennard or somebody that can create that kind of a presence, because you don't take away a double-digit sack guy and not have it have an impact on your football team. So it's a good team, but honestly, I think you look at this team now with some of the injuries, and you put Cruz back on there, you put JPP back there, you put Beeson back, you know, put some of those guys back in there, and you go, yeah, they're as good as anybody. But with those pieces missing, people are going to have to play better than they can play sometimes, and especially on the road. So challenging opening night, no question about it. They got the right coach, they got the right quarterback. I like Shane Vereen coming in there to the mix. I think he's going to help them. So we'll see how they do against the Cowboys.
Chris, we look forward to watching us Sunday night. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Chris Collinsworth. More coming up on Giants.com, previewing this game all weekend long.